We're going to look at the issue of this new task force that's been created following a meeting between female members of the Oireachtas and the Ceann Comhairle. Adam, fill us in on the background to this and what came out of it this evening.
So the Ceann Comhairle took this upon himself to call this meeting with female representatives in the Dáil and the Shannon on the back of a number of reports that I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be aware of TDs and senators speaking about the sort of abuse that they've experienced, not just online, but also in person. We saw Holly Kearns' issue with stalking. Nasa Horrigan gave a terrible account of how she was spat at once. Jennifer Carol McNeil ended up in courts over an issue that she was having with someone who was abusing her as well. So that's kind of the background of where this meeting came from today.
All right. OK, Lisa Chambers, we're limited enough time, so we go to you first on this. What came out of the meeting that you would regard as encouraging in dealing with some of the behaviour that we've seen both online and in person indeed to female public representatives?
Yeah, so the meeting tonight was really focusing on female TDs tonight, and it'll be the female senators next week. I attended with Regina Doherty's House Leader and Deputy Leader to represent the Shannon tonight, so I was at the meeting. And it was good to be in the room with other colleagues from other parties and none discussing these issues, because we've all had them and you almost become used to it, which is an awful thing to say, but it kind of becomes part of the job. And it's only when you hear stories from other colleagues you realise, God, this isn't a good space to be in and this is getting worse. So what came out of it, the next step is that a task force will be set up working with Women for Election, with party leaders, group leaders and the Women's Caucus to sit down, look at the issue and try and find some practical solutions. We also had members of the Gardaí there as well, and Maureen Gaffney, psychologist, to kind of talk through the issues and practical supports that are currently available.
Okay, well, I'm afraid we're out of time and I can't go to the other members of the panel on this, so I am sorry about that. I want to bring you just some more reaction, political reaction, to the shooting of that police officer in Northern Ireland. Micheál Martin, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, says he's shocked and appalled by the shooting of the police officer. His thoughts and prayers are with the officer's family, friends and colleagues in these difficult first hours. He says, I urge anyone with information to go to the authorities, and the Northern Ireland Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, has condemned the shooting of the police officer in Omagh, County Tyrone. He says, I'm aware of the shocking incident in Omagh tonight and being kept up to date. My immediate thoughts are with the PSNI officer and his family. Those responsible for such horror must be brought to justice. We'll be back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.